Hello, thank you for being with us. We're here in the New Life Educational Series with Dr. Rav Michael Lehman. Hello, Michael Lehman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitza Mazuz. Hello. We want you to be with us, and together we'll learn from Rav Lehman how to build our lives in a new way, a new life, in a way that we'll learn how to relate to everyone around us in another way, and they'll relate to us well as well. And then we'll start to build this new and better connected world between us, where we're happy to wake up to, and that we're happy to wake up to in the morning. And we can do this in the most practical manner. Each time we're looking at a different system of connections that we have in our life, and we're doing a zoom into it, we're focusing on it, we're trying to understand how to behave in a new way inside it, and from there take conclusions and insights for all parts of our life, for all relationships in our life. Our focus in this current talk is the family unit. We're trying to understand how to go through the natural transitions in it in a good manner, and please be with us. There'll be a lot to learn. Nitza, open up the discussion for us, please. So now we're on a subject that deals with change and even crises. The subject that we want to open with today is actually the expansion of the family unit. Until now, there was a situation of parents and one child. And now, actually, the parents are planning to expand the family. They're going to bring another child to the world. And we want to begin preparing the child for the fact that the family, or the attention that was focused only on him and he was the center of everything, is suddenly he's going to receive soon another baby into the family. So how do we prepare him properly? From what stage do we begin? How can we do it so that this entire process will build better connections in the family and take the family to even a better connection? It depends the age that the child is, the first age of the child, the age of the first child, sorry. If it's up to the age of 4 or 5, and possibly even more, then we don't need to explain to him where it comes from. Like a cat, like a dog, or each and every animal. We also have an addition in the family. And then, first of all, it's growing in mother, like in the cat. It's growing in her tummy, and then they take him out. It comes out. And then the addition comes. So we need to speak to him about this. He needs to know about this. He needs to feel that it will happen soon, that we're dealing with it. He's also dealing with it. He's also preparing himself. He needs to feel that he's concerned, that he's part of the family, truly part of the family, not that just somebody's coming to compete with him, but it's another addition in the family that also adds to him, also adds to the child. The family receives an upgrade, a good addition to the entire family. This we need to speak to him about, explain to him how good it is, how much it is good for everyone. He doesn't understand his mother's feelings that the parents have for the baby that's going to come soon, but he needs to accept it in a manner that everyone's happy. He needs to see it, that everyone's happy and he should also be happy, that everyone's concerned about it, he should also be concerned about it. We need to show him these things, that it's not on his account, but that he's also being enriched from it. And this is how it will come. And apart from that, we have to make sure he has a completion, that if his mother won't be next to him all the time and in the hospital and afterward, etc., and day and night next to the new baby, the child needs to know that in that he's not getting less attention, but he's rather being included in all these things. And however much everyone can contribute, they contribute. It really depends on how you build this system of relations between everyone, where the term family is even strengthened even more. And not that he's wandering around this little thing that was born, but rather he's not harmed by it. That's very important. To show him how important he is, how great, how responsible, how much we encourage him, how much we appreciate him, that he's also participating in everything. To such an extent that afterward, he himself will also want to play with him. He wants to feel himself part of the people treating the baby. From what age is it possible? I think at any age it's possible. You can say 3, of course, even less than 3. He already understands at the age of 2 what to do and what to feel, how to explain to mommy, how to be the buffer between him and the baby. It's not a problem, but it really depends on from the parents' side, how much they maintain the framework of the family. We're all a family, we're all together, and that this feeling of togetherness will remain in the child, let's say if he's 3 or 4 or more, that he'll see in this in a family addition. How do we really give him this feeling of together? Let's say a 3-year-old child. How do I, as a mother, convey to the child, not in pressure, but very, very gently? What does that mean? What does it mean? We need to show it to him. Once upon a time, the animal kingdom was very close to people, dogs, cats, maybe chickens and other things. People used to live closer to, say, a person who grew up on a settlement, a moshav. Like, of course, my grandfather had on his farm a chicken and the cats that used to enjoy walking around them. So, of course, there was a process. So what do I do with it today that I live in an apartment? I don't know what today. Most of the people today don't live in a village. Can I give an example for myself? When I was a child, I lived in the city, but my grandfather worked in a zoo. I really loved going to the zoo. I think kids really love going to the zoo. They learn a lot from that. Okay, so let's go back to the practicalness. The goal is what? To show that in nature there's expansion, there's additions. So if I don't live in a settlement and I don't have cows, etc., nowadays there we don't have those things. But the expansion of the family is a natural thing. Maybe they can watch nature films. For a child, there's no difference between animals and people. For him, it's the living world. He doesn't really differentiate between the sociological and social. It's all animals to him. This process of showing him that it's a natural thing in nature, that there's more offspring coming, and that the family is expanding. When do we start working on this? Let's say she's pregnant, first month, second month. Where do we start? What's the problem? Start right away. He doesn't know that it's 9 months. That's what I wanted to understand. What are the goals that I have to achieve? You explain to him how it happens in nature. That you see a cat is pregnant and soon little kitties will come out of her tummy. This you can see in the street everywhere. And that's it. And in dogs, we don't see it so much, etc. Take him to the zoo. You also have big people, little people. Explain to him this whole process and that this is natural and that in every family and family it happens. Of course, from one thing to the other, you're teaching him, and that we're also like that, and that where it comes from and why it comes and why precisely it's in these periods and not those periods. He needs to know that it's something that's carrying on, and it happens. It's life. Just like we talk, it comes from above. We need to accept it. We need to treat him. He needs to see it as a natural process. There's nothing to resist here. There's no choice. There's no options. But rather, this is life. And this phenomenon, we're rolling on, we're carrying on. You said the expansion of the family is a natural thing. And maybe I want to pass on a message that expansion, it enriches him, it's good. How do I convey to a child? If you give him an example from the animal kingdom, it's enough. Kids learn laws. He sees that's how it is. He sees that that's how it happens in the world. And then he has no problem. He absorbs it, he accepts it, and it becomes his way of looking at things. That's it. Hang on, I just want to... You emphasize that our goal as parents is to bring him to a place where he won't be afraid of not having attention or that his status will be less in the family. We're all getting this addition, and him as well. It's an addition coming from nature. After a certain amount of time, another baby comes into the family, and we need to look after him as if it fell from above in a natural manner. Just like with animals, the same with us. Therefore, we need to treat him, and in this manner, we need to give him attention, etc. It's not something against him. But rather, nature is obligating us to do this. This is life. The more natural you convey it, then he'll also accept it in a natural manner. That they were obligated. That's it. It's a law. You also said to us, it's very nice. It's not just that the mother and father, it's ours as a family. He's a member of the family. He needs to feel beforehand that the entire education in the family is that he's a member of the family, that we all have responsible, mutual responsibility toward one another, support. He'll see a triangle, and now it won't be a triangle, but rather a square. I don't really feel... We're the parents, we're smart, and we know and we understand. And he's a child. We don't do it like that, that we're really the parents and he's the child. We relate to him like a little brother. Whose brother? That he's like our little brother or child. If you want him to learn, you shouldn't be like a parent or the little one. But slightly bigger than him, slightly. You're like his big brother, but you're slightly more than him. And then gradually he gets from you in this manner. He doesn't understand that you're 30 and that he's 2 or 3. But rather he'll understand you if you're a year older than him. What's the significance in real life that you need to educate a child in his manner according to his height? So it's as if all of us are almost as one. We and him are very close according to our opinions, behavior, according to all these things. We're in a family, of course, we're more than him, but just slightly. He understands us in this way more, he feels us more, consults with us, we speak with him, almost as an equal. Okay. His ability to decide things, take things upon himself. We're conveying to him truly a role of a member of the family. And this we try to do from the day he was born. This is the atmosphere we're trying to create in the house as much as possible in accordance with the age. But I want to separate it into stages. Up till now, everything you described, we did our best to create this atmosphere to relate to him like this, not that we're bigger than him. This is what we tried to create up to today. Let's say we succeeded to a certain extent, and now we know that she's pregnant. And soon the family is going to expand. So let's say we managed to create this atmosphere. How now can we incite it? We're all preparing. How? We're talking about it. We're going, all of us, together to buy something. But when we buy, we also buy something for him and also something for the one that's going to be born. We talk about him and also about the baby. And everyone. In other words, we have someone. Let's say someone has to come to our house as a visitor. We prepare for him where he's going to sleep, where he's going to eat, what we're going to prepare for him. Let's say a guest comes. It's very simple. But you know, a guest has a date that he's coming and a date that he's leaving. No, it doesn't matter. It's not important. Let's leave that for later. You're talking from the ego. I'll come with that question for after we give birth, so we can. We're starting with how much should we talk about it? So there won't become something pressuring him. It has to be very, very. It has to be around us, but not pressuring him. Like preparations for something that we prepare ourselves and explain it to him, that it happens in others, and to take him to a store like that. He himself knows and sees in the yard and his nursery school where he walks around and everywhere. He sees babies like this and like that. There's no problem. That's his world. He's closer to this world than us. He's closer to the world of babies. The little child is closer to the world of babies of his age, yes. Take him where there's kids in the municipality, etc. What about the mother's tummy? It's like the cat. That's where the baby grows, and that's where it comes out of. What does it mean for him? That's how he comes out of mom's tummy? What kind of relationship does he need to develop to prepare? How does he need to relate to this baby? It's his brother because it came out of the same tummy. Now your brother is growing like that? A relationship like that? Yes, you need to explain to him, of course. What does it mean? I never had a brother. Now you will have a brother. You were also like that in my tummy, his mommy says to him. You were also like that inside. And if I don't want it, then we need to explain it in a manner that he'll understand, like we said, that it's life, that that's how everyone reaches it, like a cat gives birth. So you're skipping over the stage that he doesn't want it. You say, this is life. It's not a matter of desire. This is the way of nature. This is how it is and everything that we want him to develop. It's not us. It's not us doing, but rather a gift from above. It's nature doing. Nature is doing it, and we in nature, this is how we need to educate him in general, for everything. And what do we say in education? That we shouldn't behave like this or like that. It's similar to religious education, where we say the Creator said we should do this and this and this. Therefore, their education is quite steady. And here we also need to say the same thing. Instead of God, nature. So this is the way of nature. Soon you'll have a brother. So he won't have this reality in his head where he has an ability to control the situation. The parents also don't have an ability to control it. Do we need to speak about it? No, it's natural. We deserve it, and that's it. Okay, I understand. This is how we begin. Yes, yes, in a simple manner. We talk about the cat and women that are pregnant, and that's how you got here. You see mother's tummy? Look, there's something in there. You hear something. Suddenly, the baby develops there until it comes out, and that's how you came out as well. It's simple. Okay, we do that. That's a few months. You said gradually. Months go by, the stomach's getting bigger. Where are we going to go? He knows the date and everything. He goes with his mother and father to a doctor. The doctor checks him. He sits there and waits as a child, and he sees that there's other men sitting there, and women come in to be checked, when to take the child out of the tummy and everything. I remember that my mother used to take me. I used to come to work. She was a gynecologist. And for me, I remember it was very natural, even before I went to school and everything. We would speak about it in the family. There were lots of cases from work. And then I'd hear, it was very natural for me. I was even shocked to hear in school how kids, other kids, didn't really understand exactly the process. Okay, not everyone has a mother who's a gynecologist. Today it's different, but in those days, let's get into this picture that a mother's going to a checkup with her pregnancy to the doctor, and it doesn't matter if it's a girl or a boy, right? No, there's no difference. The father, the girl or the boy are going with their father, with their mother to the checkup. With the daughter, it's a little bit more sensitive because she's imagining herself as a mother. She doesn't want to be scared. She'll also have to be like this and give birth afterward. Very gently, there shouldn't be doubts, scary things or problems. It has to be light and happy, like with cats, natural. Just the doctor knows. For a cat also has a doctor, a veterinarian, a cat's doctor. There's no difference. You really need to show how it's natural. So let's get into this picture because it's very special. It sounds very to involve him truly, and we're going to a checkup. We have to prepare ourselves for the checkup. How? He's a child. We say we're going to the doctor to know when we're going to have a new baby. That's it. Then we're also going to know that everything is okay? No, no. Don't talk about it. About accidents, we don't talk about. Just when. We want to know when the day is coming. How does the doctor know? The doctor listens with his, the doctor hears, he checks. He has a ruler or something, and he checks, and he knows when the special day is coming. The designated day. Don't be afraid to explain everything to the child. It comes from nature, because in a natural manner, we're also prepared to grasp these things and absorb them in the correct and soft manner. There's no problem with that. Be careful. Watch out for TV and Macintosh and all those things, and the things that have to do with technology of giving birth and etc. Those things, don't be afraid. The things from nature. So the preparation we did at home, we're taking the mother, she's going to the doctor, and he's going to tell us when the day is going to come where she's going to bring us a baby home. She's not going to bring it home. We're going to go with her to the hospital. We're going to take her to the hospital. We're going to come visit her. And then afterward, we'll go get her with the baby, go pick her up with the baby. Now, when we're waiting, let's say Nitsa's the mother and she's getting a checkup. We're in the waiting room. What do I speak about with him? It's a special situation. Let's say I'm with my son. We're sitting outside, and the mother went into the doctor. So I explained to him, first of all, it's not a hospital where we are. It's a place where we give birth. We're not going in yet to give birth. It's a place where they check them and make sure. And it's not a hospital. What's the emphasis here? It's not a hospital. I go to this house that's called a place where mothers give birth. It's not a place where we go if we're in trouble. We bring flowers. We're happy. It's a maternity hospital, maternity clinic. The child sees that it's a place of joy. It's very important, so we'll also bring flowers. The way you relate to it, you have to show him that everyone's happy. He learns from examples, after all. Who's everyone? Everyone. The fathers and the children. This is how it should be. And afterward, the mother gives birth, and we take the mother and the child home, and that's it. Really, what happens in the first days? Let's say he's excited. We talk about it. When do we talk about what? Let's say when it gets closer, in the last month before she gives birth, we talk to what extent the mother will be involved with the new baby. We explain to him how much mother was involved with him. Remember when you were like this, you don't remember, but we're going to show him in all kinds of ways, either through a movie or a book that explains breastfeeding and diapers and show how they wash the kids in a little bath, because he doesn't understand it, he doesn't see it on others, even though you can see these things all together. How much we need to give time to this, and we need to help. And when the mother's washing the baby, you'll bring her a towel and some cream, etc. You explain all these things to him that 2 or 3 years ago you were in his place. You keep mentioning that you were also like that, that, well, we always did this with you. Yes, so you have to go back and say everything. It's all stages, and he learns the life. He learns a process, a natural process, but he also went through this whole process. What is in nature apart from this technology? Imagine if we were living a few thousand years ago in like a village, a tribe, where there's usually a maternity home. There were women. The women used to go to her. She used to go to their house. It was all arranged since the beginning of time. And everyone used to help and support the... This is how it was in the ancient times. This a child grasps in a very correct manner. There's no questions. I wanted to verify. You were also like that. We also looked after you like that. What do you want to get from that? You want him to agree to invest in the one that's being born? Not that for him to agree. I'm teaching him that it's life. It's a process that's called life, and we all have to take part in it. And in this manner, we go through life. Each one has a role, the beginning and raising them and participating, and each one has a role in mutual help, etc. Yes, that's why I'm including him in all these things. What do you mean, mutual help? I'm explaining to him about myself. You know, Grandma, she's my mom. Your grandmother is my mother. I once grew in her tummy, and once I was a baby, and she also treated me, etc. I explain these things to him. You open up... the time frame, the relations between people. He's not looking now at the grandmother that she just loves him. That some older woman is coming from the side and loves him and spoils him. Usually a grandmother does that more than the mother. No. But he's learning relations between everyone and how everyone is obligated to one another. What obligation? Obligation that the way that grandma look after me and I'm looking after you and mommy's grandmother gave birth to her and mommy was also a little baby. Look at the pictures from then. Look, she had a ponytail and the little father and the little mother, then they grew up. You explain these things. Where is he going to learn about life? To show pictures and everything? What, you don't have an album? With me, it's an exception. People usually have pictures. Show him pictures? Yes, why not? How does this places him in the correct state, but it also prevents jealousy because we know that one of the hardships, he participates himself. He knows that he's obligated. How is it possible? Where is he going to learn jealousy from? It's like it's a natural emotion. It's not natural. It's not natural. In a family, it can't be natural. In a family, love is natural. Because many times these are phenomena that exist. I want to emphasize that it will still be there, jealousy, control, rejection, but it has to be felt in him as his first negative urges that he'll have to deal with, that he'll have to overcome. But all of us, he sees us, do we talk about him as these things that are awakening in him? No, but afterwards, when we see it happening, then we begin to explain to him. Let's say now the child, I'm so tired, I really need to sleep, but I have no choice, I have to help. And mommy also says the same thing. In all kinds of examples. And then he begins to understand that the way that they participate, he also needs to participate. And if he brings this other form, this opposite form, then it's not accepted. It gradually has to be a warning, an example. And education. So, for example, I see in front of my eyes a situation where the baby arrived and he's already lying in the bed. And let's say there's a boy or a girl, and I see that they're starting to be a bit jealous. Take them as a partner. If it's a girl, then you really have no problem. In a natural manner, she has an urge to help with the baby. Let's say it's a boy that just had another brother being born. It doesn't matter. It all depends on the preparation. This is exactly what we're talking about. How to prepare. My question is, I see another child comes and there's a feeling, do I need to speak with him about it? What's the correct work to do with him? I can't talk about all these details, but the attitude has to be clear that we see in each of them a part of the family, and each according to his age and his situation has to get attention. That's it. And then, of course, after this baby is lying down or sleeping, and they sleep many hours, then we have time to give attention to the older child much more than we would give before. That's it. His father goes with him to the store to buy all kinds of things, and he eats ice cream. Gives him all kinds of special attention, the child. So now there's two paths. If it's kids, if it's a son with his father, then the father takes him as a partner, that they're together, they're going, they're bringing supplies home. And at the same time, he gets him ice cream, he gives him attention, treats him like a big person. as a partner. They buy supplies for her. It doesn't matter. It's for the little. It doesn't matter that it's for the little one. It won't make him upset. No, they also buy him something on the way. Buy him all kinds of things, and they treat him like a partner, like a big person. The child is proud of it. He sees that he has a role. What does it mean to treat him like a partner? How do I do it? You go with him to the store like with a friend. You speak to him. You sit and you buy ice cream. You buy him a drink. What's good for him, but you start to treat him like bigger, more independent, more responsible. This is makes up for him investing. What did you say now? Of course, for any investment, any effort he makes, you give him some compensation, some little gift. Attention. Let's get into this picture. Let's say I'm the father and I take the child outside the house. Now, let's turn it around. Let's look from the child's side. Up until now, you said to us as parents how to prepare him for the process and even how to deal with the new process even when she comes home and there's a new baby. Let's put us parents on the side to understand this more. And now let's get in to see how it looks from the child's eyes. At home, there's the mother and the new baby, and I'm the father, and now we go out of the house. Let's say I'm the child. It appears to me that I'll have thoughts. Wow, this is great. I have father to myself. Wow, finally, we're in some place where the center of attention is not this new child. Finally, I have some space. No, we always need to feel that we're all four. We're four. Always, even when he's lying there in the other room and sleeping 20 hours a day, we're all together. There's no such thing that I'm going with my father and that's it. No, we're with the mother and the baby, all of us together. We're not disconnected. We didn't escape from the house. How do we give him this sensation? We need to speak about it. And in general, it's a feeling that has to be. Let's say you're the father and I'm the child, the eldest child. Let's say we go outside to buy stuff. What are you talking about with me? What are you talking to me about on the way? I can talk to you about anything, but the inner feeling has to be that we are together now. We went out. Let's say we're even walking to the store by foot. We're going to the park and buying you ice cream on the way. It's possible that you're going to get on a slide, etc. But we get back to it that at home we have another half of the family, that we're connected. If you see that I'm reacting not well to this, there's no such thing. It's not that now I'm suddenly starting with you. It's a process that I'm putting you through, and it's a feeling from the day that you're born that we're a family and we're a triangle and now we're square. But there's not a situation of zero and one, black and white. Aren't there in middle states? It's feelings. I think these things need to be treated constantly, of course. But at the same time, we have no problem. You mean it has to be constant? We have to work on it all the time. Parents have to go through the integral education. There's no way around it. So let's imagine a situation. You invested, you prepared, you did everything. You're trying with your entire heart to do everything that we studied. Now let's cut out a scenario. You take me for a walk. You're the Father. According to everything you said, all the procedures, we tried to do everything that you said. But you feel still there's something. How are you going to deal with it? You're outside with the kid. You understand what I'm asking you? Now you're in a situation of just the two of you, the father and the child outside the house. And you're really trying to give him this feeling that we're the four of us and all those things that you tried and tried. How will you deal with it if at a certain point you might even feel it not outside, but in another situation that still he has this feeling that it didn't work. We're giving him more attention than before. He shouldn't feel neglected. Why? The kid is sleeping 20 hours a day. We can give him more attention. We're not stressing him with doing stuff around the house. He's used to helping us. Before, we used to obligate him to arrange his toys inside the basket, etc. Everything that you describe now explains to me why he shouldn't have a negative feeling toward the baby. And I'm saying, let's create a scenario, because you said it's not zero and one, it's people. There's a spectrum of feelings. How will you deal with the fact in a situation like this that you feel that there's something negative coming up in him inside this process? How will you deal with it? It's a sign that, A, I didn't invest enough in giving him a responsibility as my partner, as a partner in the family, that he's not a baby and a little child, but rather he's a partner in the family. And that now it's made up of four members. The second thing is that I appreciate him very much. We all appreciate him very much, that he's the big child. He's the big one. There's a small one, and he's the big one. And the big one we treat with even more attention, more attitude, more appreciation. He receives from us more games, more attention. And the main thing is that the spirit has to be that it comes to us from nature, and we all have to behave in this manner. That's it. There's not a lot of, there's no other way to look at it. We appreciate that he's a partner, that he's helping. Look, let's put it like this. I'm asking you simply, the fact that a person is born, and after a year or a year and a half, a woman is capable of giving birth to the next child, yes? Even with breastfeeding, it wouldn't happen naturally like that, but let's say it's like that. Do you think that in nature it's not rooted in us that we can raise our children correctly? I'm sure we can, otherwise we wouldn't be sitting with you. We have a natural inclination to treat the big one and small one properly. And also in the small one, there's an ability to get used to a new situation. And now we want to get it more into depth, how to do it according to nature. This is what I want to verify. We appreciate you very much because you're the big one. What does that mean? To give him what he needs for his development. What do I want to say in what I said now? That there's already in his natural development desires and abilities to grasp his life in a new manner, more disconnected from his mother and father, that will give him the ability to deal with the baby being born, and he already won't need them to this extent. Explain it, please. He already grew up to the age of two, the elder one, yes. He's already at the age of two, busy enough in his life with his games and maybe with friends, with all kinds of things. He has enough things to do to give his mother the ability to disconnect from him and switch to treating the newborn. And the mother also doesn't do it from today to tomorrow all of a sudden. We're talking about a process of education. I have to get into this more in depth. I'm very curious. What is the appreciation that the parents need to give to the oldest child? We appreciate you because you're big, because you're helping and you're a partner. How do we do this in this natural manner? How do I give him? You're saying that the fact that a younger one has been born, he got an upgrade. Now he's getting appreciation. There's a positive potential. This is important to me to understand the significance and practically how do I do it? Because previously he wasn't treated this way. He was one. We appreciate you because you're the bigger one. It doesn't happen suddenly. Nothing's good if it's sudden. It has to be with preparation in advance. That we're already, from the moment we're talking about the fact that a baby has to be born, we're already starting to relate to him in a more mature manner. The fact that we have a baby and he's in mommy's tummy, he's like a family member. This is how we relate to it. What does it mean we relate to the older one in a more mature manner? That he is now also responsible for the family, for everything that has to happen, that we spoke about that he goes to the store to buy all kinds of supplies for the baby being born, that we consult with him, how we're going to build his life, where there'll be place for him, place for the baby, etc. Do I have to go into such detail? Not the details. I'm trying to understand a person's strengths. Now you're the older child. I'm the father. Hello, my dear son. Let's go walk around in the house and plan like we do changes in the house. Look at mommy's tummy. No, you can't do it like that. I'm just joking. Of course, I'm exaggerating. I'm exaggerating to sharpen this emotional place. You have nine months to speak about it. You're taking from me. You don't feel you're being taken from? You're going to be second now, second place. You're good. We love you. But you're a silver medal. Somebody else is getting the gold medal. Isn't this how the kid feeling? Isn't there a natural feeling inside the child? I see Mishpachat. I see the Levi family. Not the Levi family. You're the older one. Don't you have feelings like that inside? I was the older child. I have a brother who's 5 years younger than me. We went with our father to the hospital to pick him up. They let me hold him in the hospital a little bit. I remember those moments. Then we came home together. And since then, you participated. The age of five, I didn't need any treatment. I had a dog. I used to ride him like a horse. Were you jealous of your brother? What was there to be jealous about? That's above nature. You're above nature. Most kids that we see, they're jealous. What do I need? My mother to look after me and what? You're the loved one. I had my own life. I had a yard. I had a garden. I had trees. I used to climb trees. I used to play all kinds of games. That's not an example because most kids that we know in a natural manner, they grew up on the computer. They're in four walls and a computer, yes. And B, even if I'm not talking about this, that you say you have, that you're at a private house, there's an emotional place in the eldest child. I was one, and now we're two. We have to share the cake, the attention, hugs. You're saying it's nature, I understand, but you're saying as a father. You have months. In a child's life, it's like 20 years in your life, when you're in which you have to prepare all these things. So go to an integral education course and learn. and go through workshops there, and you'll see how they do it. And also in the family, it's like we're in a workshop all the time. We're talking all the time. What a workshop would you do with the eldest child and the parents, a home workshop? It's all the questions that we imagine for the next situation. The next situation. How we'll make room in the house for another family member. Now we have a fourth one. Where are we going to make room for him? But without hurting anyone, just the opposite. Through joy, through love, how I'll give him place, what's the best way, what's the best for me, what's the best for everyone, what's the best for the family. You give these conditions like a group, that you're accepting someone in the group, that everyone feels that it's a good addition. And from this good addition, that's called preparation for the workshop, we now have a gift from above, a good addition. The baby is coming to us, this new baby. How do we now build our family from four instead of three? That the family is all of us together, we all love, we're all connected, we're all concerned, each according to his ability. According to his ability, he can't look after us at all, the one that's being born. Give him a bear or a doll instead of this fourth one and start doing a workshop with it. What are we doing for him? He's just nothing at the moment. According to his ability, he can't contribute yet. And now we have to complete these things, what he's not able to himself. Like a little child that he's not capable of doing things himself, like a big father is not capable of doing things by herself, and the mother is also not capable of doing by herself. There's things where everyone needs to give to the family, and in this manner, the family is in perfection, completion. So first of all, we want equality, each according to his ability. Toward love, toward connection. And from there, let's decide what are we going to do with him so he'll feel good. How can we do good? And then we discuss, and God forbid, we're not doing anything against the big son at all. Can you emphasize what we shouldn't do? Where are we putting his bed? In advance, we move the big one's bed to another place. Of course, it has nothing to do with... So we won't feel that something was taken from him. We prepare these things in advance without any connection. He shouldn't even feel it. Look, you can't write down here. I'm just writing down the principle that he's not feeling that anything's being taken from him, that he's losing something. If you develop the feeling called family, from there you'll know what to do. The main thing is to be close to nature, close to a group, close to connection. And from there, you won't make any mistakes. Nitza, I want to bring up a few phenomena that parents deal with them. Apparently, these things are as a result of lack of proper preparation, but I still want to bring them because they're very significant and they bother a lot of parents. For example, when a boy or girl has to go to nursery school and the mother stays at home with the child, then many times the kid doesn't want to go to nursery school. He doesn't want to go away. He wants to stay close. This happens many times because suddenly he feels he's leaving the mother and baby, new baby alone. It also depends on responsibility, the fact that he knows that that's what he has to do. And he gets an example from others. And the habits that he gets in the correct nursery school, then I'm not imagining to myself that it's good for him to remain at home. He wants to remain close to mother. That's the main issue. No, I don't think so. He can stay a day or two. If he wants to, he can stay until he's bored and he goes back to nursery. Yes, of course. What else? Sometimes there's regression that a child that's already been weaned off, he wants to go back to being a baby again. When we didn't treat him, we didn't give him the responsibility that he's big and part of the family and that he really has to. Just the opposite. He doesn't feel that he's become bigger. The smaller one makes him big. It's precisely the little one that adds to him, that makes him the big brother. So thanks to the little one, he's more similar to the older ones. Thanks to there being a smaller one, naturally you became the bigger one. So this phenomenon, it needs to strengthen his position that he's the mature one. Okay. Sometimes there's also breakouts of anger. He's mad. Again, it's all as a result of feeling some competition or jealousy. It's cooking for a long time. You sit down right away and you do a workshop. And what do I say to him? Let's say a child is 3 or 4. That's great. Do I talk to him about the anger? You talk to him about everything. Why do you feel like that? How do you give a workshop? We're not going to get into it. What's a child? It's a person. We need to learn. But of course, immediately, if there's some problem, we do a workshop right away. What do you mean a workshop? That we criticize this problem as soon as the critique is of him, the elder child, it doesn't matter. Yes, about him. He won't close up even more now. Why not? Because now we're not talking about this negative phenomenon. First of all, we're talking about connection, about love, about something between us. And then from there, we're starting gradually, yes, no, if there's place for these things or not. In other words, I say to him that in our family, you know, we love one another and we love being together. You're not speaking correctly, so how? You're speaking like a grandmother so we'd like to hear how. That's the point of the discussion. There has to be a group. There's 3 of us. It doesn't matter. You don't want to hear me, truly. The fact that everyone's equal. Everyone's equal. In our family, we don't do like this. That's what the mother is conveying to him. That's like a grandmother. What do we do? Don't be insulted, Nitsa. What do we do? You said what not to do. Say, get to a place of equality with him, to love, connection, embrace. And then he'll feel how much his previous behavior is against where you are now. But he needs to discover it. And not that with us it's like that. Because it's actually criticizing. It's such rejection. I would hate a mother like that. You as the elder child, yes. What would you want to hear? Love, what do I want? A good attitude, participation. What do they want? What does a big person want? So how do we deal with the anger through love? All transgressions will be covered with love. Our time is almost up. It was a fascinating discussion. I would like you to summarize it so we'll have in our heads the main things, the transition that a family has to go through, the expansion of the family from a parent with one child, getting ready for another child. We talked about before pregnancy, after the pregnancy, all kinds of situations. How would you like to summarize what we learned here? Preparation for the expansion of the family. We are conveying to the baby, to our baby, to the eldest. Soon it will be the eldest. We're giving him an education that we're a family, that we're together, that everyone's equal, that everyone is equal to the others to the extent that he's capable of giving to others. But he must give others attention and love and his participation. This is his obligation for him to grow in this manner. And when another member of the family comes, a new member, we involve him in every little thing according to what he's capable of grasping with his brain. We involve who? Our eldest child, yes. That soon he's going to be born, that he's coming, and how we will grow and how we will be considerate of one another, how we're going to do it. It has to always be in a natural manner, that there's no choice and there doesn't need to be any other choice. This is life. And we just need to always maintain this connection and this equality. From this feeling that we're always conveying to him, between other words, really in feeling, he needs to understand how to behave. Thank you. Our time is up. Thank you, Nitsa. Thank you for being with us. All the best. New life.